Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Birdie podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you some vocabulary expressions about conversations. So without further ado, let's start with today's episode. First, I'm going to go over some phrasal verbs that are related to talking or conversation. The first of all is to bring up something, and this means to start to talk about a particular subject. For example, if you meet someone for the first time, there are certain topics that you shouldn't bring up. This includes politics, religion, and finances are just some examples. Or another example, let's say that the dog of Mary recently passed away. Mary is getting together with her friends. A friend of hers could say to all the other friends, "Please, please, no one bring up the death of his dog. We don't want to upset her." The next phrasal verb is to talk someone out of something, and this means to persuade someone not to do something or to decide not to do something. For example, let's say that a teenager wants to get a piercing. The mother didn't like the idea whatsoever and she tried to talk her daughter out of it. This means that she persuaded the teenager to not get a piercing. Another example, I talked him out of running a marathon because he was operated recently and is still recovering. The next phrasal verb is to talk over, and this means to discuss a problem or situation with someone, often to find out their opinion or get advice before making a decision about it. For example, let's say that John was offered a promotion and a higher position, but this involves moving to another country and he still doesn't know if he should refuse or accept a promotion. His boss could ask him, "Will you accept a promotion or not?" And John could say, "I'd like to talk it over with my wife first and tomorrow I'll give you an answer." And another example could be, "My roommate always leaves dirty dishes in the sink. I didn't like that, so we talked it over yesterday and found a solution." The next phrasal verb is to talk someone into something, and this is the opposite of talk someone out of something, and it means to convince or persuade someone to do something. For example, the salesman talked us into buying the car. This means he persuaded us of buying that car. And another example, I tried to talk my friends into going to the party, but despite my efforts, they refused to go. The next phrasal verb is to talk someone around, and this means to persuade someone to agree with you or to do what you want when they have been previously being against it. It means that someone you want to change their mind. For example, John found a stray dog on his way home and brought it with him to his house. His wife doesn't like the dog, but John loves them, so he adopted the stray dog. You could say, "My wife is not happy with the idea of adopting a dog, but I'm sure I can talk her around." And the last example, "I can't believe I let him talk me around to lend him my car for the weekend." The next phrasal verb is to jump in a conversation, and this means to interrupt when someone else is speaking or to suddenly join a discussion or conversation, especially when your opinion is unwanted. For example, "I wish you would stop jumping in and finishing my sentences for me all the time." "I wanted to finish the meeting quickly, but people kept jumping in." And the last example, if you are at a meeting and you have something to say, you could say, "Sorry to jump in, but I would like to say that," and then you say what you want to say. And the next phrasal verb is to butt in, and this is very similar to jump in, and it means to interrupt a conversation or discussion or someone who is talking. For example, "I'm sorry to butt in, but I have some information that might help." "Stop butting in when others speak and just shut your mouth." Sometimes it's good to jump in when two people are arguing and it's getting out of hand. The next phrasal verb is to cut in, and this also means to interrupt what someone is saying by saying something yourself. For example, "I was just talking to Jan when Dave cut in our conversation. She always cuts in with silly comments. I wish she would just keep silent." The next phrasal verb is to get something across, and this means to communicate an idea or message successfully. Basically, to make people understand what you're saying. For example, "We tried to get our point across, but he just wouldn't listen." This is the message that we want to get across to the public, so please listen carefully. The next phrasal verb is to let on. Most likely you will hear let on a secret. And this means to tell other people about something that you know, especially when it's a secret. In other words, it means to reveal information that was a secret. For example, she knows a lot more than she lets on. He never let on that he was married. This means he never revealed the secret that he was married. And the last example could be that, let's say that a group of friends is planning a surprise party for Mary. And someone could say, nobody let on about the surprise party, especially to Mary. And the last phrasal verb is to blurt out. And this means to say something suddenly and abruptly and without thinking of the results. For example, the teenage daughter blurted out, I hate you, mom, in front of her mother. Another example, don't let your little brother anything you want to keep a secret, because he will definitely blurt it out. And the last example, late one evening, Gianni blurted out that he loved her. Now, let's go over some idioms. The first of all is off the top of my head or your head. And if you say something off the top of your head, you say it immediately without thinking about it much before you speak. For example, someone can ask you, do you have any good series to recommend? You could say, off the top of my head, I would say Money Heist, How I Met Your Mother, and Friends. Another example, someone can ask you, do you have any ideas on how we can improve the sales? And you could say, I cannot think of any good ideas off the top of my head, but give me a couple of hours and I'm sure I could come up with something. And it also has a second meaning, which is from the knowledge you have in your memory. For example, a friend could ask you, what's the capital of Mauritania? I don't know off the top of my head, but I could go and look it up. Another example, John can list the capital cities of all 50 states of the United States off the top of his head. Let's move on. The next idiom is beside the point. And if something is beside the point, it means it is irrelevant and not important or off topic. For example, the exact cost is beside the point. What's important is that we get the job done. The fact that you got a good grade in the class is beside the point. You cheated, and that's not acceptable. And the last example, I would love the apartment, but that's beside the point because I don't have enough money for a security deposit right now. The next idiom is to keep someone posted. And if you keep someone posted, you keep them informed, giving them the latest information or news. For example, congratulations on getting that interview. Keep me posted on how it goes. Keep me posted on how the project is coming along. The doctors kept me posted about her condition while she was in the hospital. Now, the next idiom is, it's on the tip of my tongue. And if something that you want to say is on the tip of your tongue, you think you know it and you will be able to remember it very soon. For example, I can't remember the title of the book, but it's on the tip of my tongue. Bear with me. This means be patient. And another example, let's say that you see someone on the street and you are with a friend. Your friend notices that you keep looking at her. Your friend could say, do you know her? And you could say, yes, I know her. I can't remember her name. It won't take me much time to remember. Her name is on the tip of my tongue. The next idiom is to stay or keep in touch. And if you keep or stay in touch with someone, you maintain contact with that person. For example, do you keep in touch with many of your friends from high school? Another example, let's say that Mary is going on vacation to Paris and a friend of her could say to her, now, make sure you stay in touch, okay? I want to hear all about your time in Paris. And on the other hand, if you're out of touch with someone, you're not communicating with each other and you're not in contact. For example, a friend of yours could say to you, oh, how's Carla? And you could say, I've been out of touch with her lately. I don't know if she lives there or not. We have been out of touch for some time. The next idiom is to touch base. And if you touch base with someone, you briefly have a conversation with that person or get in contact. You will often see this in a business context. For example, I was just calling to touch base since it's been a few weeks since we last spoke. Will you please touch base with the marketing team and find out how they have been progressing? The next idiom is to go off topic. And this means that when you were talking about a specific topic, you then suddenly change the topic and start talking about something completely different. For example, I was trying to get her opinion about my new haircut, but she went completely off topic. And another example, make sure you don't go off topic during your lecture, or you will just confuse your students. The next idiom is to be out of the loop, and this means to be uninformed and not know about the latest news or information. Basically, you're not aware about the latest information, you're uninformed. For example, I've been out of the loop. I didn't realize Wendy and Bob had got engaged. Ever since I went on vacation, I've been completely out of the loop. And on the other hand, if you're in the loop, you're informed and you are aware of the latest information and news. For example, please keep me in the loop while I'm on vacation. Everyone in the group wants to be in the loop. The next idiom, it's not a very nice one, but it's to talk dirty. And this means to talk in a sexual way to someone in order to make them feel sexually excited. For example, ugh, that creepy old man is always talking dirty to me. I can't stand it. And another example, his girlfriend always asks him to talk dirty to her during their lovemaking. Moving on, the next idiom is to put someone on the spot. And if you put someone on the spot, you cause them embarrassment or difficulty by forcing them at that moment to answer a difficult question or make an important decision. For example, Mary put the boss on the spot by asking him when he was going to give us a pay rise. My friend put me on the spot by asking me to tell everyone who I found the most attractive girl in that room. And another example, you shouldn't have asked Gary whether he will pop the question to Julia soon. You put him on the spot and he wants to go slowly. The next idiom is to be like talking to a brick wall. And if talking to someone is like talking to a brick wall, it means that the person is not listening to anything you're saying. For example, I tried to get my son to tell me about his new girlfriend, but it was like talking to a brick wall. You never listen to me when you're watching football. It's like talking to a brick wall. Next, we have the idiom to shoot the breeze, and this means to spend time talking about things that are not important. In other words, to have an informal and casual conversation with someone without any serious topic of conversation. For example, I just shoot the breeze with John for a while because we run into each other at the grocery shop. What did you do with your friend? Nothing much. We just shoot the breeze. And similarly, you could say chit-chat, which has a similar meaning, which is informal conversation about things that are not important. For example, someone could ask you, what did you talk about with your friend? Nothing much, just chit-chat. And the last example, we were just chit-chatting about this and that. And the last idiom for today is to get back on track. And this has two meanings. The first of all is when you go off topic, but you come again to the original conversation, you get back on track. For example, enough laughter, let's get back on track. Sorry, I went off the topic, getting back on track. I was saying that, and then you say what you were saying previously. And it also means if you get back on track that you return to the right path or the right direction. For example, I didn't meditate while I was on vacation, but now that I'm back, I will get back on track and meditate every day. Lastly, I'm gonna go over three vocabulary terms that are related to conversations and talking. The first of all is to resonate, and when an idea or experience or memory resonates with you, it connects with your feelings and emotions, or it makes you think of another similar one that you had. For example, I like watching videos of Rebecca Jane because they resonate with me. The book wasn't a bestseller, but it resonated with me. The next vocabulary term is to articulate, and as an adjective, it means that you're able to express thoughts and feelings easily and clearly or showing this quality. For example, she's an intelligent and highly articulate young woman. This means that she expresses thoughts and feelings like easily. And another example, Vanessa gave an entertaining and articulate TED Talk. And as a verb, articulate means to express in words in a clear way. For example, I found myself unable to articulate my feelings. And the last example, many people are opposed to the new law, but have no opportunity to articulate their opposition. And the last vocabulary term is to ramble. And if you ramble, you talk or write for a long time, often longer than expected. Many times you're rambling on something, telling unnecessary details and without having a point. Sorry, I'm rambling on this matter. Let me get back to the point. Oops, I think I rambled too much. You can see that I love this movie. And that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye! Thank you for listening.